From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The White House pushes for Iran nuclear deal approval. The United Nations Security Council is scheduling a vote for Monday morning on a resolution endorsing the Iran nuclear deal. With all five permanent members of the Security Council involved in the marathon negotiations with Iran, the resolution's adoption is almost certain. The Obama administration sent the nuclear agreement to Congress Sunday. VOA's Michael Bowman reports the agreement unveiled in Vienna last week is proving to be a tough sell to almost all Republican legislators and even some Democrats who have 60 days to review and vote on the accord.
Did Iran win too many concessions while giving up too little? Appearing on U.S. television, ABC's This Week program, Secretary of State John Kerry said no.
The United Nations resolution, which brought about the sanctions in the first place, said that if Iran will suspend its enrichment and come to negotiations, all the sanctions will be lifted.
Key lawmakers remain unconvinced and angry the United Nations could approve the deal before Congress has a chance to weigh in. Michael Bowman, Washington.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is headed to Israel to assess its security needs in the aftermath of last week's historic international nuclear deal with Iran. Secretary Ash will meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's called the accord a historic mistake. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is on a four-day visit to Washington. He'll be holding talks with President Barack Obama. The threat posed by Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House on Monday. This is VOA News.